and go to the trouble.
Yeah! Yeah!
Hi everyone, welcome to Full Court Press, all things NBA. With me as always, JB and Rabbit. I'm Wesley, your host. This is part two of the podcast. If you missed part one, download that. We just finished the FCP Awards. You will laugh your ass off. Part two, we're going to be talking about Team USA and FIBA. We've got a new segment called Yes and No's and some topical stuff. And of course, all things off-season. And here we go.
Oh! Greetings, noblemen!
Hey guys, I want to just quickly go into something I call Yes or No. Okay?
Is this going to be with us all season, this segment?
I hope so.
Yeah.
It's a yes or no question.
Basically, yes or no. Paul George tweeted, if she ain't tripping, then I ain't tripping.
But are we talking about...
It's the Ray Rice thing where Ray Rice like punched the shit out of his girlfriend in the elevator.
It's brutal.
Yeah, he said, I don't condone hitting women or think it's cool, but if she ain't tripping, he ain't tripping. Let the man play lol. Can you use LOL in a tweet about domestic violence?
Dude, that's a big no.
I say no. It was very thoughtless. And it's fucking... What is it with people, NBA players especially? Greg Oden beat up his girlfriend. Mm. Jordan Hill choked his girlfriend. Mm. Like, dude, this can't stand. And, you know, people get bigger suspensions and fines for smoking weed.
Yeah. It's outrageous.
Yeah. Flopping.
Yep.
Yeah.
It's unheard of.
This is a culture of, like, you know, guys who run the organizations. You got to remember who runs these things. And it's like quite backcat older white dudes, you know, who have grown up, you know, with the, give a little slap, you know, sort her out. They don't condone it, and they know they have to get the culture, get it out of the culture.
God, I miss the 50s.
Yeah, right? But yeah, I'm with you guys. You can't have it. I don't know how you stamp it out. It's pretty crazy.
Sounds like a no from you.
A no in terms of...
Do you think it was as thoughtless as Larry Bird? Sorry, yes.
I said yes.
Yes, that's
yeah,
a big
well,
yes.
Yeah, well, yeah.
Well, they're big. Don't give them the giants. Option. They're 20-year-old giants.
Yeah.
Do you think this will be Pau Gasol's last tournament representing Spain now that they've lost to France?
Yep. Definitely.
I'm right there with you, too.
So they get totally, like, yes. The next thing's the Olympics in 2 years. You'd be an outside chance for that, but...
No, I think they'll bring him back. Euro teams love, like, parading their old players and trying to intimidate other players. He's still going to be playing in the NBA in 2 years. That's going to be enough to get into the Spanish team
again. I don't think it's like he could walk onto the team. Mm. I reckon it's up to him. He's played a lot of ball.
They like to reward their players, you know, like with the service they've done. They'll probably do it as a swan song for him or something.
Do you need two 7-footers if Mark's there?
Why the hell wouldn't you want 2 7-footers?
Yeah, three.
Well,
Barker's pretty close. Yeah.
No, I say no. I think he'll play again in the in 2 years' time.
We'll see.
Mm.
With Australia's worst-case fine of $500,000, thanks to Goran Dragic, saying that the Australians tanked.
Mm.
Do you think Australia hates Goran Dragic now?
Probably.
But
really?
I mean,
well, I don't think it's...
Because if you say probably, that means that you're saying that Australia cared about the competition.
Can you say probably in this yes or no segment?
Yeah,
it's a tough one. So. Right, I'll say no.
I'll say no as well. Yeah. I don't even think anyone knows who Goran Dragic is yet still.
And for one, he's telling the truth.
Yeah.
We tanked on purpose and it nearly worked.
Yeah. Yeah. It's kind of irrelevant because we lost to Turkey, but if we didn't, we wouldn't have played the USA till the semis.
Why aren't you allowed to tank though?
Well, I thought it was a bit of a double standard coming from him considering Phoenix, you know, and a lot of players and teams bottom of the NBA tank to get draft picks.
Totally.
It's pretty outrageous pretty to say it doesn't happen.
It should be your choice.
What does he care anyway?
No, it's the system's fault. It's FIBA's fault. How can being in a worse place in your group be a more advantageous place for you in the semis?
I agree.
They got to reseed the teams once they make it through the first round.
Well, they do that in the Champions League and stuff like that. No, they have a different draw once you get to the round of 16.
That's exactly how it should be. It's pretty simple.
Take balls out of a thing and, random. I think, what do you think about that? Should we have? Shouldn't we have? Does it matter? It was pretty gross. Mm. Did you see some of it?
Well, we lost anyway, so it doesn't matter.
Yeah, whatever.
Did anyone miss Meta World Peace this year?
No.
Fuck no.
I didn't miss him.
You know he's gone to China? Have you guys heard his new name?
He's changed his name.
Yeah, if you haven't heard.
To the Panda's friend.
Yep. Panda's friend?
Yep.
Shouldn't he have been Crouching Tiger, Flying Elbows? Or something like that?
Simple Jack, you mean?
Simple Jack. Simple meta. Simple Ron. Was Dwight Howard's head even smaller than usual last year? I just want to say something quickly.
Mm-hmm.
I think James Harden has an equally small head, hence the extended beard.
Oh,
and I think
people
are trying to figure out why he does do it. Mm-hmm. I think he looks like a tiny head if he doesn't have the beard.
Probably.
So next time you're watching the Rockets, don't just look at the smallest head in the world from Dwight Howard. Check out James Harden.
Has he always had a beard? Like in the league?
Yeah, he came out
as
a rookie.
There was a photo circulating of him when before he had a beard lately. Okay. It's weird.
Little round face.
Little tiny head?
Little round face.
What do you think?
Yeah.
I don't think it could possibly get any smaller.
No.
There's no way.
No, I agree.
Well, can I take a different stance and say it's gotten bigger metaphorically? Bigger head? You hear me? Because of all that bullshit he said with him and Harden, going, we're the man.
I like it.
We're the men. You know, everyone else is rubbish. So it could be even bigger than it was in Orlando or LA for that matter.
So, do you think it was fair to boot Donald Sterling out of the league?
Yeah, this is, we've spoken a lot about this.
Was it fair that he got $2 million for the sale?
$2 billion
for the sale should be the real question. But
well, it's going to be split between him and his wife, I'm pretty sure.
Was it fair?
I say yes. He created a business, and he kept a business running for 30-odd years. Mm. He deserves the sale.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's fine.
I think the NBA is better off without him, 100%.
Yeah.
But when you're talking about the legality around it, I think he may have gotten a bit of a stitch up because, this thing with Kate Upton and Lawrence and the nude pics. Yeah. If you don't, you're a moron because
it's
been everywhere.
Greatest part of 2014.
Probably one of the best days in the internet life ever.
Yeah.
So we sound like dicks because everyone's out there going, like a breach of privacy and why would you want to meh, meh, meh. But when you think about it, Donald Sterling got booted out of the NBA by a private conversation that got recorded and his privacy was breached. You don't hear anyone saying that, whether it's wrong or right. I'm not saying that the things he did was right, but no one goes to defend that. But when people are like, well, these bitches, they took the photos and they put it on iCloud and, I don't agree with that because a username and password should be more secure than a locked door.
So what if Kate Upton's wearing a swastika pair of undies or something?
Yeah. Well,
then all of a sudden, are we going, oh, we're breaching her privacy? Or are we going, oh, she's a closet racist?
Well, exactly. And all her endorsements she'd lose and everything. Mm-hmm. And then you go, well, hold on. It's a crime in the first place, but I guess now the crime's been done and it's in the open, justice kind of leads from there. So, I don't know. I thought it was an interesting little piece there.
Yeah, no.
A little different angle.
So, basically what you're saying is, no, it's not fair because we've breached his privacy.
It's
and
just a
like,
double standard.
Yeah, and you're comparing
in
it
society.
To these
it's just
sexy,
a double standard.
Beautiful women naked photos that got leaked.
Yeah.
And everyone's up in awes about how we've...
Well, we
breach
pick and
their
choose
privacy,
when we feel like being just or legal, depending on the aftermath of what he said or the content of whatever's been breached.
I feel like you said it perfectly. I don't think we need to ever do another podcast again.
We don't need to talk about Donald Sterling really ever again.
Yeah,
should we
nicely
say,
done.
Should we make a pact right here? This is the last time we talk about Donald Sterling?
Well, I can't foresee any reason, really, unless
naked photos of him get leaked. Then we'll have
swastika underwear. Yeah, that wouldn't work because he's Jewish.
For sure.
All right.
I like that segment.
Yep.
Yeah. Yes or no?
It's
I think
yes
I should keep
me.
It. Yep. Yeah. Nobody likes my stupid updates, but I'm going to throw them in occasionally. Deal with it.
I think you should just throw them in randomly when we're not ready for it.
Yeah.
In the 20 episodes we're going to do this season.
So many. At least 8.
Cool. Let's keep it going then.
Yep.
Hey, guys. Something crazy happened to me. I haven't told you about, but I had a few drinks and I was getting a bit crazy. And I ended up driving home, which is irresponsible. And I got pulled over by a police officer, and I was freaking out. I was like, I just don't want anyone to know about this. I don't want anyone to know about this. And he's like, I'm not going to tell anyone. I was like, so you're not going to tell anybody? And he's like, no. And so then I urinated all over myself.
Oh.
Sorry, that wasn't me. That was Craig Monroe.
Who am I?
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah, that was weird.
Did you hear about that?
Yeah, it's
legitimately
weird.
Happened.
I think it's not that weird, really, when you think about it. How old is he? He's not old.
He's old enough to know better.
He's like 21, 20.
What, so he still wets the bed and shit?
So he
mean?
Doesn't probably drink a lot. He's gigantic, so it takes a lot for him to get
You're
drunk.
Gigantic?
dude, he is huge.
Yeah, no. Nah.
And so, I think, you know.
Do you think he pissed himself before the cop rocked up?
And I smell a fresh drinker in my hand. Anyone who's peeing their pants, that's college shit, you know?
Maybe he was pissing himself because he saw the fuzz.
Yeah, I agree. Because he got pulled over, he was 0.089.
What's America's?
In Michigan, it's 0.08.
Is it?
He was just over the limit and he pissed himself.
Yeah, yeah, wow.
Imagine how much alcohol would take to get him to 0.08.
Yeah.
He's massive.
Yeah.
Like a liter of scotch.
Think about how much he would piss. His whole fucking pants would be, it would be like a horse piss.
No, my question is,
sitting there watching it.
Did he piss himself before the cop got up to him? And then he said, you're not going to tell anyone, okay, I'll piss myself.
He's like, you promise you won't tell? Yes.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm curious. I think he just saw the headlights and pissed himself. And he was just sitting there in his own piss when the cop rocked up. That's why he was like, don't tell anyone.
It's weird.
It's super weird.
Hectic.
You know what else is
it's
weird?
It's embarrassing. How did it get out? Why did it get out? I thought he said
because he let it out.
Who did he tell? Twitter?
No, I don't know actually.
No, because when he got pulled over, he was saying to the cops, like, I play for the Pistons.
Mm.
No one can know about this. And the cops said, we don't tell anyone. Only people will find out if you tell them.
Do you think he went, I play for the Pistons?
Pissed on himself. Yeah.
Shut up.
Zing.
Shut up. I don't know what happened there. Anyway.
Anybody been watching Team USA?
Oh, say can you see?
Oh, that's Creed.
Gross. So gross.
Team USA.
By the dawn of light.
Feeling so patriotic right now.
Team USA and, of course, you know, all the other countries. Do you want to break it down real quick? Anyone watching the games? Do we care about FIBA basketball?
That's the question. It's like, should we give a fuck or should we not give a fuck? I watched some games and it was kind of boring.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to be that guy who's like, oh, it's just like bloodbath and it's not exciting, because I want to be excited. I think if you look at the NBA at the moment, the Spurs, like we said before, won based off like pretty much an international game. You could argue that, you know, they've got NBA players and they run certain systems, but it was very much like a college or an international system where the ball doesn't stick, players keep moving, it's a, you know, winning cultures, there's no real superstars. So it, in theory, it should be really good, and you could say the Spurs won the championship playing international ball to a point, or a more like dynamic version of international ball where they've taken good elements out of it, put the best parts of the NBA into it and gone, boom, this is basketball.
I think it's
pretty, so I want to believe that.
It's pretty apparent that it's got a long way to go, but I think they're on the right direction to try and build it up.
You want to make it more like the NBA to make it look pretty when the NBA players are playing it.
Yeah.
Mm. It looks better when European teams are playing international ball.
Yeah, there's a real clash of culture there.
Yeah.
So when the Americans play, it just looks a bit weird because there's not so many isolations. The courts are different size. The spacing's all different.
Mm-hmm.
There's not so many dribble penetrations. It's all ball movement, like you were saying.
Yeah.
And threes. And it doesn't really suit the way that they play.
Yeah, no, the NBA look... the USA look vulnerable at times, you know, in these systems. And they kind of look like... In a couple of games, they look like... really bad. The defense was really bad. A lot of teams are sticking with him till
halftime. I just think that
they're... Yeah, Anthony Davis and a couple of, like... pretty questionable defenders.
Yeah, I just only think
Harden, Curry.
I really think that's because they're messing around. Like when they're playing New Zealand or something like that, they're just messing around.
Well, Dominican Republic stuck with them for like three quarters, which was pretty interesting.
That's three quarters. That's not four quarters.
What's the closest game been? It's not been close.
I know, I agree, but we're talking about watching and viewing it, and that could be a big reason why. You know, it's just not.
Yeah.
It's not endearing.
Does
There's
anyone
no close games.
Putting the games on in Spain in the middle of summer is a dumb idea? Because, like, why would you go to a basketball game when you're in Spain in summer?
My brother did.
Yeah, but...
he was just there.
Okay.
He was loving his life.
Yeah.
Would you go? If you were kicking it in San Sebastian?
Would it be better in Serbia in winter or something? I don't know.
Maybe, because maybe the stadium would be full, because they pan out outside and they show the beaches of Spain and they are packed. People are loving it.
I would love
it
to be in San
And then
Sebastian.
They pan into the stadium and it's like one-third full.
Half empty.
Yeah, because people don't give a fuck about watching Serbia and Lithuania if you're in Spain. Yeah. Like, who wants to go? No one gives a fuck.
But if you put it in, like, London or Australia or Turkey...
same thing happens.
So you don't think it would pack out here?
It's on a rotational basis. You can't just like hijacking it. It's got to be in New York every year or some shit, or in London every year. You got to let everyone have it.
Even but, here, like, why the Australian broadcasters only broadcast American games and Australian games because no one else will watch the other games.
It's a tough question. I don't know. I would watch more for sure if there were better players in the NBA. I mean, Fareed, people get like, oh, it's great to see Fareed playing, and you know, rah rah rah. It's like he's only playing because all the other guys pulled out. You know, Paul George got injured. There's something to say about that, whether or not guys of that caliber should be playing. And then you say, well, it's playing for your country. So should they do under 23s and Olympics and just separate it? Like, we send our best teams and everyone's psyched, like LeBriz, Durant, etc., for the gold in the Olympics, and all these other tournaments, we just send
under 23s. I love that idea.
You have all this continuity. Yeah, going the only time the best guys play together is for the Olympics and the camp before them.
Oh, it's not an easy question. And it's disrespectful to all the other countries as well.
Yeah, but so, even though the best guys aren't playing for America, they're still amazing.
I don't know.
Really? Hey, really?
Yeah, they're better, but sometimes it's pretty ugly.
I'll tell you what's pretty ugly. Derrick Rose shooting 22%.
Right?
But,
I know. And he's missing shots. Sorry, you go.
Yeah.
Just missing shots at the ring. And it's not like his jumper's ever been money, but he's missing close-in shots, you know?
I think the jumper's still the main concern, though. Mm.
I think the Bleacher Report also is kind of like, let him shoot, kind of play off him, because he's not really demanding a lot of defense. He's not really attracting two guys. He's not doing anything.
Well, Kyrie and Kyrie's handling. Yeah.
Well, for me, like, it's been all about Anthony Davis. Kenneth Fareed's a freak. Kyrie Irving is clearly one of the best point guards in the NBA now. And coming off the bench, Rudy Gay's been fantastic. He's been like...
Really?
I thought Rudy Gay played awesome. Great sense of urgency, very vocal, great leadership. Really, really, like, he looks like he gives a shit more than he looked like...
He's still taking the same terrible shots he takes in the league. He's going, like, one-on-one with a lot of guys and shooting mid-range jumpers with a hand in his face.
Yeah.
I don't know. Like, I think it's a pretty tough measuring stick when you're going, okay, he was playing well, but who against? You know, like a mid-range jump shot, oh, he put a couple of them in, you know, but you're playing against, like Lithuania or something. It's a pretty tough ask to say, he played great, but you're like, well,
but if you so does
Baines against, he played great, but look at the competition, you know?
Yeah, totally.
So it's like, well,
I thought Rudy Gay played better than, I mean, if you take away that one great game that, Stephon Curry played. I think he played much better than Stephon Curry.
Yeah, I can see that. But
Curry hit All-Star six threes games in the last game.
Yeah, but besides that game, he didn't really do much. And if you take, if
you've
watch
watched
him
more
in
than
All-Star,
I have, so
yeah. I swear I've watched. Rudy Gay has been awesome. Like, just way better than any of the other bench players that have come off.
I would have loved to see this USA play Spain, as we were talking about before.
I think everybody was really excited
about that.
Because that's
like a really, if that was a good game, you know, you could say Spain might have had them, or at least, you know, kept it pretty close. Mm. Spain have been hanging out to touch him up for a long time, like last 2 years.
Yeah, I think they were looking past the Frenchies, considering they 20-pieced them last time they were out.
Well, we're down to the...
to final.
The finals, yeah. So that's happening in the next couple of days. So,
and that's, that's France versus... USA and Serbia.
Yeah, Serbia. USA and Serbia.
Wow. Upset win by Serbia against France in the semi. Hey, isn't it just rad to see all the NBA players getting pinged for traveling, though?
It's amazing.
Oh, it's incredible.
Yeah, and no flopping fouls for the Europeans. It's weird, you know?
It's really good.
Yeah, getting back to the monobrow, I don't think I believe the hype as much. Like, the whole world's going crazy about the brow. Mm. And, like, you know, I like the look of it, but he's got, like, a clear athletic advantage over every single person there. Yeah. I read this stat the other day saying that last year, 94% of his shots or something came on zero or one dribble.
Yeah, wow.
So that's someone who's, like, not creating his own shot.
No way.
Or someone he can't throw it into and get a bucket. So he's like finishing a lot of stuff on the move and catching oops and all that sort of shit. But, you know, until he can like go in there, command the ball, make moves and, you know, go get a bucket.
I reckon he's going to be most improved in the NBA this year. He looks bigger. He's mentally so much more confident. And like you say, the athletic ability, it's pretty freakish.
Against these guys, though,
yeah,
you know, he's not going up against like a Andre Drummond or a Dwight Howard and these sorts of guys in those competitions.
Yeah, I think the whole argument's just a little flawed because it's not the best standard, really. The team yeah. teams that are playing no. the level of competition. You know, it's entertaining and cool. It's good to see players getting shots, blah, blah, blah. But I don't believe that it's like anything you really want to sink any totally. Hard evidence into.
Yeah, because Fareed's the best guy out there.
Yeah, and that's
Fareed's
really...
been the game changer for them, I think.
Well, I think Fareed and Anthony Davis and Curry Irving have been the three best players of the whole competition the entire time.
I think... did you guys see that just on the whole like James Harden gross stuff at the USA? Did you see that tweet Ty Lawson put up?
No.
Yeah,
he put a picture of James Harden wearing a Dallas Cowboys headset on at one of their games. He must have been there.
You mean like a
something.
NFL football helmet?
Yeah. Not a helmet, but like the mic.
Oh,
you know,
yeah, okay, commentating, yeah.
And he was just saying that... I don't think there was any caption with it. It was just like a dig at like both their defenses. Apparently, the worst.
Yeah, he
in
was
history.
Like, yeah. They, it was at the time I think they were losing 28-0 or something, yeah. and he was like defensive coordinator, and it was James Harden. Yeah. Pretty great.
Did he tweet back?
Oh, I don't know. I don't think so.
No,
it's not, there's nothing to gain there. No.
What about the Harden and Parsons bro thing for a little while after? Everyone
yeah.
role player.
Well, we touched on it a bit earlier. Yeah. I mean, I don't know. I hear Parsons is a little bit of a...
Parsons is a knob.
Yeah.
He's
pretty into himself, yeah. so he's going to say that. And Harden's into himself. So
before he was cut from the USA team, though, he didn't look like they had any issues with each other whatsoever. I mean, maybe...
Like, what are you going to do?
You're a jerk.
But, fucking both.
Yeah, you know, they deserve each other.
Yeah.
It's stupid of Parsons to say that he's like, oh, you're looking for a third superstar? I'm the third superstar. Mm. What are you doing? You're not playing like a superstar, bro.
Yeah, no. Totally.
And then for Harden to say he's a role player is disrespectful as well.
Yep.
You know, like you're a pivotal part of the team. You don't need to put titles on anything else. Mm. Have fun in Dallas for 1 year before
totally.
Everything goes to shit.
Yeah.
Hey, here's a weird rumor. I heard... through the grapevine that 3-on-3 basketball is going to become an Olympic sport by 2020, and it's going to be showcased in the 2016 Olympics. You think it's bullshit?
I only heard about this Arvo when you mentioned it.
Yeah.
So,
well, I heard it through.
I'm not sure.
I'm not going to tell you who I heard it through. But
do they have both formats still? Like they're not taking away the normal one they've got
now.
No. So you're almost doubling up on ball. Is it? Can they warrant that? I don't know.
Yeah, I reckon it's bullshit. But I like the idea of it.
I love the idea of it.
And,
really?
I was trying to think of my favorite 3-on-3 team.
I'm not wild about it. You know, obviously, I'd much rather watch 3-on-3 than fucking synchronized swimming or discus.
Yeah.
Or
would
fucking...
you rather 2-on-2 than 3-on-3?
No, just like...
White man can't jump
like
style?
3-on-3 is an Olympic sport. How is it going to work? There'd be refs, so there's going to be fouls called.
How do you
there's
trash
be
talk?
A shot clock? Like, how's it going to go?
Trampolines.
How do you have next? That's what I want to know. Is it all?
I reckon
be like...
you should play it like it is. Winner's ball.
Yeah, winner's ball the whole time. But how do you incorporate street ball into the Olympics?
Yeah, but then
that's why I don't think it'll happen.
We're
going to
have free throws? How's
yeah,
that going to work?
You get one free throw and it's worth 1 point. You get maximum 3 fouls in one game.
Or what? And
you're out.
You're gone.
You can have maximum 4 players to a team. So you can rotate and you can call one timeout.
Are there ghetto nicknames in it?
I'd love that. I love all
homicide
that.
Homicide in there?
I say bring a little bit of... Maybe it should be part of the X Games instead,
you know? Totally.
I don't think you
skateboarding, a little 3-on-3 ball.
I just
sick.
Think trash talking and the whole ghetto thing isn't really in line
yeah,
with
should,
the Olympic
it should
spirit.
Be like
know?
Basketball. You get like extra points for trash talking.
Yep.
So it made me think about my favorite, like, who would I really want on my team if I was going to try and I'm going to just tell you who it is. And you're probably going to make fun of me. But for some reason, I feel like Vince Carter on my team.
What year are we talking? Is this just like the 92 Barcelona Olympics? Is
yeah,
it?
No, 2000.
Just now. Like
right now?
Yeah.
Right now.
I wouldn't have a problem with him. I think he could still do it. And he's tough. And also, I'd probably take... You know,
he's
cause
tough.
He's old. But I think... I don't know. I just feel like Vince Carter can still shoot threes.
I'd take Vince Carter in his heyday.
He doesn't need to play 50 minutes. He just needs to play 3-on-3. He's got a great post-up game.
He would just jump over everyone in his heyday, and it would be great.
That and I'll take Kyle Lowry. Just
I was thinking about Kyle Lowry. That's a great choice.
Heaps of aggression. Again, another tough guy, I reckon.
He's a bulldog.
Yeah.
I wrote.
Do you think Vince Carter's kind of a bulldog?
Who's your other guy? Who's your other guy?
Me.
Oh, right.
Motherfucker. It's
oh,
my 3-on-3
team.
That's
a question.
I pick three guys.
Yeah.
Oh, you pick three full guys.
I thought it was like you're... But I can do that. I'll drop one guy. That's fine.
Okay.
Yeah.
No, well, we're from different countries, so I thought, you know, the spirit of reality. I didn't want to pick like Dellavedova or something.
That's fair enough. Well, go. You do yours.
I got my three NBA players. I picked Jamal Crawford. You put that. Anyone who can stay in front of Jamal Crawford's doing.
He looks
job.
Like a street baller.
Yeah,
totally.
Nowhere to hide 3-on-3.
Totally.
Yeah,
but
I like it.
You're gonna hate this, but wow. I have Bosch.
Yeah, I've told you my stance on Bosch has changed.
Softened. I just think for 3-on-3, you want someone who likes to play defense and he can, you know, he's tall. He can score from anywhere. Mm-hmm. He can score on the block. Mm-hmm. He's quite athletic and springy and get up and down the floor.
Yep.
He can rebound.
I like it.
No weaknesses in that regard.
Yeah.
And I'd have Klay Thompson as well.
Yeah, just shooting. Can't leave him open.
Yeah.
Would you have black Any Klay picks? Thompson or white Klay Thompson?
The only Klay Thompson there is. Yeah.
The Mokolata.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, so, well, I'd take LaMarcus Aldridge because... You know, he's a big guy.
Awesome.
Obviously. But in 3-on-3, you can't hide anywhere. So as soon as you start running picks, he's going to hit every fadeaway jumper, every spot-up jumper. And if you get a hand in his face and get up tight on him, he can drive to the lane or he can dish to someone who's open because he's going to draw someone. So then you get Steph Curry, who's going to knock down everything, and he's got mad handles.
Yep.
And for everything else, you take Paul George because he's going to finish, he's going to rebound, he's going to hit a three if you need to.
All and his leg's going to explode.
Well, you know, obviously. Hey, you said Vince Carter, dude. Come on.
So what about with the ultimate be then?
No one's
Jamal
beating
Crawford,
that team.
Kyle Lowry, and
my team
Aldridge.
Beats you. My team beats your team.
Well, I'm on my team,
exactly,
of course.
Exactly.
I would love to see a 3-on-3 between my team and your team. It'd be hectic. They're almost like mirror images of each other.
So LaMarcus... matching up with Bosch, Curry could take Klay Thompson and then...
Curry and Crawford and then
you
say George.
Oh, wow.
It's going to be tough.
Well, Steph Curry can't stay with Crawford, but, you know...
No, but Curry... But Crawford's not...
Crawford doesn't play defense, so
not at all.
Paul George could switch and handle him.
Yeah, well, you get me on the switches for sure. A little bit lengthier. Well, Klay's a better shooter than Paul George.
We've got 2 years. Mm. If it's not showcased in 2016, we know it's bullshit.
Yeah,
hopefully
right.
It is. Okay. I think it'll attract a different type of player. I don't think you'll be allowed to be a professional basketball player if you're going to be in it. So it'll be like street ballers under 23 kind of thing.
It's not 3-on-3 if there's no smack talking. So how do you
I
have that in the Olympics?
I couldn't agree with you more. You just got to...
Just don't lock them up. It's all good.
Yeah. Hey, did you hear Michael Jordan's all thumbs up about LeBron being 23?
Yeah, whatever with that. I thought LeBron wanted to retire that number, so...
Yeah, but he tried to get the whole league on board and no one went with him, so...
Yeah, but now he's gone back to it? Like, to me, that's pretty weak.
I like it, though. Yeah, because like, they give the people what they want.
I'm a 90s guy. I can't envision anyone else being that number.
Didn't he put it up on Instagram and said 23 or 6? What do you guys think? I think that's a cool touch, you know?
Yeah.
Let the fans decide and
his
go with
it. His new PR people are killing it.
It sounds like it, doesn't it? Yeah.
So, and how do you feel about Paul George calling himself PG-13?
I fucking hate it.
It's terrible.
Why do you hate it?
It's really bad. It's terrible. Shit style. Like, let someone else define your nickname from shit you've done, you know?
Mm. Yeah, they don't have to make tons of sense. Who cares? Like, Charles Barkley's the round mound of rebound.
Yeah, it's
you
funny.
You don't even, like, call him that on the court or anything, but, like, who cares?
Yeah. It's funny.
So, how do you feel about CP3?
Well, I don't think he came up with that. I think that's just kind of a
that's
evolution.
Dog shit as well.
It's
D12
terrible.
Is dog
you gotta
shit.
Hate it. As
I
much
do
of,
hate it,
yeah.
But I don't hate it as much as self-imposed nicknames.
Yeah,
Dwight.
All terrible.
All terrible.
And like, why would you want to be PG-13? That's the
so
least
boring.
Fearsome name
I know.
I've ever heard.
That's
in my
just
life.
Boobs. That's no muff. There's nothing there.
Yeah, what do you want to be with, like, dangerous?
I'm PG-13.
Do you ever refer to Kobe Bryant as the Black Mamba?
No, but all
and
of
that was
Asia
self-imposed.
Probably does. Speaking of racism, what's all this? I mean, every update, every news thing now, I mean, they're really scraping the bottom of the barrel for information. It's all about this Atlanta Hawks guy trying to say he's racist so he can sell the company. Is that it? No, that's not it.
No, well, he dubbed himself in. You're talking about Levinson, aren't
he's
you?
Got some African
Bruce Levinson
American,
over Atlanta.
What's up with that?
Some emails between him and Danny Ferry back 2-3 years ago, I think.
Yeah, 2012.
Mm.
And
2012.
It was in relation to...
Luol Deng.
Well, yeah, that. But before that, that was Danny Ferry. But hold on.
Okay.
Levinson wrote an email saying he was concerned about the season ticket situation in Atlanta and the fact that predominantly most audience, most of the crowd were black and there weren't enough affluent black guys to buy season tickets. So it was purely a business thing.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And he was
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why you're undermining me there. This is all relevant information.
Work is hard.
And
because Wayne's World 2.
Yeah, I know. It's funny as hell.
It's hilarious.
I'm trying to spell it out for our listeners who haven't heard what's going
on. Let me tell you. Yeah, go on, sorry.
I thought I was doing a good job.
You were.
And, yeah, so he said, look, I think it's all racist bullshit, but I think it would be good if we played more white 40-year-old market kind of music and had white cheerleaders.
And did you hear what Cream of
racial overtones?
Racial
overtones in that. But he said, quote, I think this is racist garbage. So I don't know how you can't really compare it to Sterling because he knows it's bullshit, but he's sort of playing to it. But it's just a business strategy to me.
Yeah, well, he got sort of caught out because the thing was, Danny Ferry was reading this Rogue scouting report about Lou Oldang saying he's got some African in him. And, quote, he's like a guy who would have a nice store out front but sell you counterfeit stuff out the back.
You can't have that.
Can I ask, what does it mean? What does he mean by it has some African 50. In him?
Because he's from the Sudan.
Yeah.
He's Sudanese.
Okay.
And so, like, they're scouting him and allegedly this is, like, worth mentioning that he's Sudanese. You know, like, it doesn't mean shit.
And the quote is, like, saying he's probably suspect in relation because he's black to a point.
Because he's black, because he's African.
Yeah.
Not African American.
Not African.
African.
Yeah.
Okay. And Danny Ferry wrote that.
No, he read it. He didn't write it. It was from a scout. He didn't even.
Are you sure? I thought Danny Ferry wrote this.
No. He read it out. It was a report from a scout that doesn't work for the Atlanta Hawks.
Right.
And he was just reading it out in front of a room full of people. And the room full of people were like,
horrified.
I don't know about that. It's a bit suspect. And so one of the majority owners of the Hawks said to Levinson,
mm-hmm.
we're going to do a big investigation about this and you should fire him. And
you should discipline him.
And Levinson was like, yeah, that's all well and good, but I've got some skeletons in my closet as well. So don't go looking through my stuff because I've done something bad. I'm out selling my share of the team.
Yeah.
So it's racist coverage. So he knew like there was things going on.
Yeah.
And Ferry's sort of become the fall guy because he's stupid enough to
read
it
out. I thought those were his words.
Yeah. Otherwise, he'd be gone. So Ferry, as of this morning, has just taken a leave of absence from the team.
Right.
But Adam Silver's lobbied for him to stay on as part of this because they're not his views. He's just stupid enough to
read
them.
Oh, that does. I didn't know that. Okay.
Well, thank God we got that all out in the open.
Yeah, but I mean, there's still...
It has been very confusing, though, because it's been back and forth and more information's kind of come out over the last couple of weeks.
Yeah.
Mm.
And then we're hearing about how Lou Oldang felt about the responses, and now he's saying he's not racist and da-da-da-da. It's been way over the top.
Mm. Yeah, but think about it. If you were talking, if you never heard of any of this happening, right?
Mm.
And you're like, imagine the owners in the NBA. They're like 50 to 70-year-old white guys.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, do you reckon they've ever made any racial jokes about the guys on the team in
no,
private?
Of course
not. Well, you think you'd be like, of course.
Yeah.
Definitely.
So it's just a matter now where it's like, it's coming to light. You're not surprised that those guys have those views.
And that's because we live in a more modern technological age and it's becoming more transparent. And things like this can't get small. When some
easy
little
information,
person, it gets read out of the media coverage, maybe the Atlantic News would cover it and that's all we'd ever hear.
And
but
half
now
the time,
the internet,
it just takes someone to like start some bullshit, you know? There's so many bloggers out there and they can just start a vicious rumor.
What if you're a staffer or you're in the IT department for the Atlanta Hawks and you're like, I could sell this email for God knows how much money, you know? Like, there's so much more at stake
but
now.
But back to the fact that Levinson is trying to get out, right? He's trying to sell his share. He's been trying to sell his share for a long time. And it seems to me like you wouldn't go out and go to everyone, hey, everyone, look at me. I'm guilty of this. Here's my resignation. I'm out. Better sell my team. Can I have, you know, $1 billion or whatever my thing is? It just, why would you do that? If you're an astute businessman, you'd say like, just get that under the rug and then I can defend it because I was just justifying a marketing strategy.
Mm.
To me, it's kind of weird because like what did Kareem say you mentioned before? Kareem said that it's just a marketing strategy and if he's just trying to attract more whites, therefore more money to
because
his
he
arena.
Said that he didn't feel that the black market would be enough to fill the seats or something
season
like that. Is
and
that
stuff.
Right?
Yeah, that's kind of all it was. It'd be it's the same thing as the NBA using more female anchors to try and get more female viewers. Is that sexist to men or women? He's trying to justify his business. And to do that, you have to, I guess, generalize or pigeonhole people and say they listen to this type of music. This guy'd want to see this type of thing. It's just business straight up. So I don't know how he is defending his like
he's almost trying to be guilty to get out. You take all that Danny Ferry stuff out because that's not related to Levinson.
No.
Then does he have a case to be found guilty of anything wrong, really?
Well, he's sent... Oh, yeah. Well, he's marginalizing a whole group of people.
Yeah, but that's all, but that's business. Not, that's like... Yeah. That's just like... You know, you're playing to your strengths. Or let's attract more people by doing this type of dancing or this type of marketing.
Yeah, but you can't say like the Kiss Cam's too black. That's
no, you
what
can't
he said.
Say that.
You know, like that.
But he even his words said this is all racist garbage. That's his words. But he agreed with the strategy, so they put better like white music on and they, whatever that is, and then the cheerleaders
like,
became,
you know,
white.
Jimmy Buffett.
Yeah, Crosby, Stills and Nash.
Kenny G.
Yeah, Simon and Garfunkel.
So I don't know. I think it's a bit of a storm in a teacup. I think everyone's very sensitive to it all, and it became a huge issue. Mm. Whether or not he's just using it to get the fuck out of the
well,
NBA.
Yeah, it's interesting when we're talking about all this selling stuff, because next year the TV rights for... Do you know exactly what it's about? Maybe we should actually save it for a whole podcast. Some great topics coming up on the off-season.
And we're going to do a season preview.
We are going to do
back.
A season preview.
We're here.
We're going to try and do this more often. Everyone have a great afternoon, night, or morning, depending on what you're doing. That's right.